Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's April 2017. The F-35 Joint Strike Fighter jet is one of DoD's most expensive and ambitious programs. Its purchasing costs alone are estimated at nearly $400 billion. And, beginning in 2022, DoD expects to spend an average of $14 billion a year on it for a decade. In fact, the F-35 fleet could end up costing over $1 trillion to operate and support over its lifetime. A team led by Mike Sullivan, a director in GAO's Acquisition and Sourcing Management team, recently completed an annual review of the F-35 program. Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Mike to talk about what they found.
In this annual review of the F-35 program, what did your team find in terms of delays?
The development program will be delayed. Everybody agrees to that. And it will cost more money. It was supposed to be completed sometime this spring, but the program office now is projecting a 5-month delay to completing the software development and the flight testing for the program. And the program office is also talking about somewhere around $500 million of additional cost.
So what are the main causes of this delay? Is it the software that you mentioned?
Yes, it's almost all the software. On this program right now, they're working on software that really, if you think about the brain of the aircraft, that's really what it is. It's called mission systems software. And it's probably it has some of the most complex performance capabilities that it has to provide than anything we've ever seen. So they've done this in about 4 or 5 blocks. They've worked their way through the first 4 blocks. They've had delays all the way through, which has caused some of the problems on the program. They're finally on the last block, and they're still having trouble getting the software delivered to flight test. And once it's to flight test, they usually find deficiencies in it, and they have to rework it. So that's causing more delays.
And tell me again how much DoD says the delays will add in terms of time and also costs.
They're saying about 5 months additional, meaning that they think they may be able to wrap it up by October of this year, and about $500 million extra. I think their estimate's about $530 million.
And did your team agree with those findings and estimates?
No, we didn't. We thought that they had used really optimistic assumptions about being able to eliminate test points and find efficiencies in the future. And what we did was we looked at their trend data on the test program itself, how much they were able to complete, how much rework they needed during that, how many test points had to be added to make sure they had it. And so we took all of that data and trended it, and we came up with a much different schedule estimate. We said it probably will take more like 12 months, and the cost estimate, we said, will be more like $1.7 billion.
And what's in store for DoD's future plans for the F-35 then? Are they going to sort all this out, or are they already moving forward?
I think that's up for debate this year, and that's why our recommendations are so important, because we're more or less saying that they should slow it down and complete the development of the baseline aircraft. In other words, that last block of software that I was talking about. Get that done before they move on to future investments. They have a lot of future upgrades they want to do to the F-35, and they have ideas about reducing costs. We think that they should get the baseline development program completed and put that to bed and then turn their attention to these other priorities.
So what do you see as the bottom line of this report then?
Simply put, finish what you started back in 2001. You know, the program was very ambitious to begin. We reported early on this program that their technologies weren't mature and that they had a very immature design. And we saw the program extend by 5, 6, 7 years at this point and almost double in cost in terms of development. And they're almost to the end zone now. And we're saying, let's get this done. Let's get the finished product for what you said you were going to do, and then let's worry about future investments after we have that done. We'll have a lot more information for those if we do it that way.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.